Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you are in the world. This is the Digital Supply Chain Podcast, and I am your host, Tom Rafferty. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Digital Supply Chain Podcast. My name is Tom Rafferty with SAP, and with me today, I have a special guest, Dorit. Dorit, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. Hi, Tom. Hi, everyone. My name is Dorit Shackleton. I am Global Head of Marketing and Communications for the Digital Supply Chain business at SAP. And I also have another role of Head of Customer Marketing, Lifecycle Marketing at SAP, which is a separate but equally riveting role that I'm honored to have here at the company. So I wear two hats, but Head of Digital Supply Chain Marketing for this conversation.
Okay, great. So as Head of Digital Supply Chain Marketing, I like to level set the conversation by asking everyone who comes on the show what's their definition of digital supply chain. So how do you think of or how do you define digital supply chain, Dorit?
Sure. You know, I try to take a personal approach as a starting point because the words digital supply chain can sound kind of scary or technical or, a topic that most people maybe don't know too much about. So, you know, think about your own life. Everything that you, pretty much everything you do, you buy, that you interact with is connected to a supply chain. Once you start thinking about it that way, it's like the world is one big giant supply chain from online shopping you're doing right now for the holidays, to the groceries you buy for your family, the flowers you send your mom on her birthday, or even, you know, medicine and lab equipment at your local hospital. All of these things that are in your work and your life are connected to a supply chain. So when I think what is a digital supply chain, simply put, it's one that is ready to fully meet the demands and harness the opportunities of the digital world. So it takes a customer first, it takes a data-driven approach to every step of the supply chain to get you your goods and services. So it involves a lot of technology, yes, all the way from the design, manufacture, delivery, operation of a good or a service, but simply put, it's really a term to use to refer to all the technology and the process that go into meeting the needs of our digital world.
Okay, great. Very good. Very comprehensive. Thank you for that. So as head of marketing, you kind of been driving change in the role of the digital supply chain. Do you want to talk a little bit about being a change agent for digital supply chain?
Yeah, you bet. So I've been in this role about a year now. I've been with SAP a long time, about 11 years. And most recently, before this role, I was working in the office of the CEO as head of communications for SAP's CEO, Bill McDermott, who just recently moved on. And so in that role, I saw things from, as you can imagine, a much different vantage point.
Yeah.
And looked at the market, looked at SAP's value in the market, past, present, and future. So when I came into the digital supply chain marketing position about 1 year ago, I saw a huge opportunity to humanize what we say and how we say it to try and reach more people than we ever had before. So one thing I should say is that SAP supply chain solutions and our business enjoy a very strong position in the market. We're the market leader. We have great customer base across the world, great competitive position. So we were already in a good place. So what I saw as an opportunity to drive change is let's blow this thing wide open. Let's try to reach more people, newer generations of buyers, prospects, people who haven't maybe paid attention or don't know what we're all about, with a more human approach. And the way that I saw to do that is to link it to what people are already up against in their workplace, in the manufacturing field, in the R&D field, in all manner of industries, is this experience economy, right? That brands live and die by the experience they're able to provide to their customers. And the supply chain has everything to do with delivering on all these consumer and customer desires. So, I saw an opportunity to humanize, and that led us to, you know, going down a whole new path with our messaging and our programs and our awareness, all the things that we do in marketing to help SAP's business.
Okay, and you speak of desires. Desires is a, you know, I don't want to say loaded, but it's a word with lots of different connotations, you know. So
it is.
Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, you bet. You know, one of the things that I use as a mantra for myself in whatever role I'm in marketing or communications is the words we use should be bold, memorable, and true.
Well,
they have to be all.
You knocked it out of the park with desires delivered.
Yeah, thank you. So, when we were looking from an outside lens, you know, and oftentimes technology companies are guilty of being in love with their products and just describing their products and hoping that will hit the mark for the audiences they want to reach. I like to take a different view, which is, what are our customers up against? And so, as I said, with the experience economy, it's about meeting, anticipating, and satisfying all sorts of desires. And I don't just mean consumer desires, but consumer desires is the easiest one to understand. We all have desires. We have this joke in our team that, you know, that Ariana Grande song, I see it, I like it, I want it, I got it. Mm-hmm. That's the baseline today for consumer desires. The second you see it on Instagram or on a TV show you're watching on your phone or in the shop or online, wherever, you like it, you want it, you got it. It is so instant. And so the supply chain, of course, has to rise to that challenge. So consumer desires, that was obvious. But there are other desires out there that a supply chain, a good supply chain that's ready for the digital world, has to rise up to meet. There's the desires of businesses to harness new opportunities and drive new levels of productivity through automation. There's the desires to protect the workplace and ensure that everybody involved in the manufacture or delivery of a good or service is protected and safe. There's a desire to keep the consumer safe with the food that we can hopefully track and trace all the way to its origins. And there is a universal desire to safeguard our planet. It's the only one we have. So we looked at the word desires through a really broad lens, and we know it's a bold word. It's an emotional word. It's a memorable word. So whether you love it or hate it, you're probably going to remember it. And so we came up with, as the nugget for our whole new messaging approach in 2020, will be desires delivered in the experience economy.
Okay, very good. And how do we go about the second part, the delivery?
Yeah, so that is where SAP comes in, right? So, you know, one of the things we stress tested this this whole message framework with a lot of people inside and outside our company, so that it really wasn't just us, you know, a small group in a room coming up with something and then unleashing it. We spoke with industry experts far and wide, trusted industry analysts and influencers who, you know, really commended us on starting with the outcome, right, which is the desires delivered.
Yep.
The delivered piece is where the technology and the solutions that SAP offers, and again, we have the whole gamut from the very design of a product or a service through to its manufacture, delivery, and operation, and that can be, think of discrete manufacturing, process manufacturing, any industry really that creates a design and you know, moves that the design of a product or a good, rather service, all the way through to its delivery and operation. That's where SAP can help companies, big and small, in the delivery. And so it kind of, in two short words, and of course it needs to be, you know, explained and fleshed out. But in two short words, we talk about the need, the desires that need to be addressed and fulfilled in the market, and what SAP has to say in that equation, which is the delivery.
Okay, very good. And you said it's been tested extensively, the messaging. Obviously, the testing has come back very positive for this message.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to, you know, sugarcoat it. We had some naysayers in the beginning, and I got to say, Tom, I kind of enjoyed it because I saw people who were used to a pretty formal or, you know, corporate sounding message house. Uh-huh. React a little strongly in the beginning. What is that? You know, that doesn't sound like SAP. And I kind of love that.
I was going to say, because then, it's not typical conservative, the kind of messaging that people would have expected from us.
Exactly. And that is part of the beauty of it, because, you know, you have to be a little different to be remembered. I think the majority of people came around to it really quickly and saw it very quickly, especially because, of course, SAP as a company is moving very strongly into the experience management category. So it was also a way to connect what our entire company's strategy and direction is all about to what supply chain has to do with it. So that was obvious very early on. I think the sticking point was this bold and memorable word, desires. And, you know, we did some Google searches, and there's a romance novel series by that name. So,
wow.
You know, it was definitely out there. But the more we fleshed it out, the more we showed, you know, what we call our stakeholders, people who are invested in the success of this, because once we go out with it, it will be used across the board.
So all those airport billboards that I pass by now will say desire is delivered?
Not quite, because it's not a corporate, it's not an SAP-wide message. It's definitely for supply chain. the more we fleshed out, you know, this, it's not just consumer desires here, because again, that's the first thing people get and understand, but the other angles to it and how much we have to offer. Mm-hmm. And then the other piece of it is, you know, how can you deliver on those desires? You need to deliver on them profitably. You need to deliver on them efficiently. You need to deliver on, let's say, consumer desires perfectly, meaning it's got to get there, it's got to work as intended, and it's going to be a perfect experience, right, for the consumer to have the experience they need and want and will tweet about, right?
Yeah.
And then this desire on the sustainability side, which is we have never seen, and I would probably say it's largely thanks to Greta, the prevalence of how much of a priority it has become for business leaders in 2019.
Is there any question that I haven't asked you that you feel I should have?
Well, I would say there's one thing maybe we haven't touched on, and that's about just the simple act of getting started. You know, sometimes when we talk about end-to-end and enterprise-wide, it can seem overwhelming and it can look complicated. And, you know, that's because there's a lot to it. There is, which is why SAP is trusted by so many companies for solving so many different problems. But the key is really to start where you needs you to start. So it doesn't need to be a massive undertaking. It doesn't have to look like a big monolith of a project. It can be just adding in more visibility across your supply chain, or building in a track and trace solution to get going on your sustainability goals. So it's really about getting started where your business needs you to go, and then you can always scale from there. I think it's probably worth mentioning, and we didn't touch on that. So that's probably it.
Cool. Excellent. That's great. So lastly, Dorit, if anyone wants to know more about Dorit or Desires Delivered or Digital Supply Chain, where would you have them go?
Sure. Well, anyone who would like to learn more about me and, you know, find out more about what I've done and things like that, it's easy enough to just search me up on LinkedIn. I am blogging now a little bit more. That's been one of my resolutions for 2019. And so there's a little more on there. And, for SAP, digital supply chain, just hit up sap.com/digital supply chain. All of our, key assets, our points of view, really great videos, and content by, great colleagues such as yourself are on there. And I think that's a great place to start.
I'm blushing furiously here. Cool. All right. That's been great. Dorit, thanks a million for coming on the show.
Been my pleasure. Thanks so much, Tom, for having me.
Okay, we've come to the end of the show. Thanks, everyone, for listening. If you'd like to know more about digital supply chains, head on over to sap.com/digital supply chain, or simply drop me an email to tom.raftery@sap.com. If you like the show, please don't forget to subscribe to it in your podcast application to get new episodes right away as soon as they're published. And also, please don't forget to rate and review the podcast. It really does help new people to find the show. Thanks. Catch you all next time.